You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Most creators start with a personal brand. That makes sense. You share your thoughts, your opinions, your experience, your journey. People follow you. But here's the question most creators never ask. Is your personal brand an asset? Or is it just attention tied to your personality? Because there's a difference between being known and owning something valuable. Today, we're breaking down the shift from personal brand to digital asset, and the difference between a personal brand, a media brand, a community brand, intellectual property ownership, licensing, directories, courses, and certifications. This is long-term thinking. Number one, personal brand, attention around a person. A personal brand is built around identity, your voice, your story, your face. It is powerful because it feels human. People connect with people, but personal brands have limits. They depend on your energy, your visibility, your consistency, your relevance. If you stop showing up, growth slows. If your focus shifts, the brand shifts. Personal brands create attention, but attention alone is not an asset. An asset works even when you step away. Number two, media brand, attention around content. A media brand shifts the center. Instead of the focus being you, the focus becomes the platform, the show, the publication, the channel, the network. Now people subscribe to the container, not just the person. This creates leverage. A media brand can feature guests, publish contributors, expand formats, build archives. It becomes larger than your personality. When structured correctly, a media brand builds equity because the platform itself has value. Number three, community brand. Attention becomes belonging. The next evolution is a community brand. Now the value is not just in content, it's in connection. Members interact with each other, contributors shape the direction, roles are assigned, participation creates ownership. When your audience becomes contributors, the brand becomes durable. A community brand grows through participation. It compounds through belonging, and it can operate even when you're not personally present every moment. That's leverage. Number four, intellectual property ownership. This is where the shift becomes real. Intellectual property is what you own that can be reproduced. Frameworks, methodologies, name systems, curriculums, proprietary processes. If you build a repeatable method, that is IP. If you name it, document it, and teach it, it becomes transferable. And transferable assets have long-term value. Without IP, you're just sharing information. With IP, you're building something licensable. Number five, licensing, scale without presence. Licensing is where thinking shifts from creator to operator. Licensing means other people can use your framework or system under defined guidelines. You are no longer selling only access to you, you're selling structured access to your method. Licensing creates scale without multiplying your time. It turns knowledge into leverage, but you cannot license personality. You can license systems. Number six, directories, organizing value. Directories are underrated digital assets. A directory organizes attention. It curates businesses, resources, experts, or tools into a searchable structure. When done correctly, directories attract recurring traffic, create advertising opportunities, generate partnership revenue, increase ecosystem control. Unlike a single post, a directory compounds. It becomes infrastructure. It serves users continuously. Number seven, courses, structured knowledge. Courses transform information into structured transformation. The difference between content and a course is organization. Content informs, courses guide. When you build a course, you define the problem, map the process, structure the journey, and deliver measurable outcomes. Courses can be sold repeatedly, and they become scalable assets, not just content pieces. Number eight, certification. Authority multiplied. Certification is the highest level of brand maturity.
It means you've built a system clear enough that others can be trained and validated in it. Certification does three things: multiplies authority, expands reach, deepens brand legitimacy. When others are certified in your framework, your ecosystem expands without direct involvement in every transaction. This is long-term thinking. And now for the real shift. Most creators stop at personal brand. They build influence, but influence fades. Digital assets compound. The shift looks like this. Personal brand builds attention, media brands build platform equity, community brand builds belonging, IP builds ownership, licensing builds scale, directories build infrastructure, courses build transformation, and certification builds legacy. The goal is not to be known. The goal is to build something transferable, something structured, something that works even when you're not actively pushing it every day. If you want short-term relevance, focus on personality. If you want long-term leverage, build assets. Now it's time to think beyond visibility. It's time to build equity.